I'm sure we can accept the setting of Ecco l'Aurora as a possible, if not a probable work of Phillips. But I agree with David that we must be more cautious with regard to the anonymous settings of two other madrigals by Lorenzo that have also been assigned to Phillips. The more plausible of the two, in my view, is a setting of Che fa oggi il mio sole. Like Ecco l'Aurora, it is preserved only in the Linard manuscript. There it is immediately followed by the intabulation of Amarilli, also anonymous, but attributed elsewhere to Phillips. Peter Derksen has pointed out a number of parallels in the figuration of the two settings. Yet, like the anonymous setting of Ecco l'Aurora, that of Che fa opens in a way that seems uncharacteristically plain for Phillips. In this case, the original madrigal provides no structural reason for this restraint. Significant embellishment begins with line 2, shown in example 14. Parallel thirds between the upper voices are elaborated in a way that at first recalls Phillips' setting of Tiercy, but then proceeds to broken thirds more reminiscent of Sveilinck or Bull. The decoration reaches an initial climax at a point corresponding with the word Gloria at the end of line 3, shown in example 15. This suggests some attention to the original poem on the part of the arranger, but it doesn't prove that the latter was Phillips. Indeed, the arranger seems to run out of imagination in the final phrase, which, like the opening, receives only token embellishment. Perhaps this is immaterial in so brief a setting. I will let you be the judge.